Gobble gobble is not the only sound turkeys make. That was an assembly call. According to the National Wild Turkey Federation, it brings a flock together. Chris Coxon is district biologist for the Federation in North Carolina. He says turkeys have a multitude of calls. Many are imitated by hunters to lure the birds to them.
Basically, you're using turkey calls to imitate the sound of a hen turkey luring in toms, the birds that gobble.
Here's what a gobble really sounds like. It's primarily used by males to attract hens in the spring. In the 1970s, the North American turkey population was dangerously low. That's what started the National Wild Turkey Federation. At the time, there were just over 1 million birds, says Coxon. But after a rigorous repopulation plan...
It's estimated there's about 7 million turkeys now. You know, we see them all over Asheville, especially North Asheville. There's birds everywhere.
One of the ways the Federation works to conserve turkeys and their habitats is being a part of the Nantahala-Pisgah Forest Partnership. The group has worked with the U.S. Forest Service on the new Nantahala-Pisgah Forest Plan, which is coming out soon. Coxon says he's mainly advocated for more diverse habitats in the national forest.
Even though wild turkeys in the name, you know, our members and certainly our conservation staff care about a whole suite of wildlife species.
The Federation also advocates for hunting. There's been a decline in hunters in recent years, which concerns the organization, says Coxon, who adds that licensing fees paid by hunters are one of the biggest ways wildlife conservation is funded in North Carolina.
It's something that hunters are very proud of, and I think that there's a misconception that if you hunt something that you have maybe less respect for that animal's life. But I think a lot of hunters care deeply about the species that they're hunting.
Coxon admits that he didn't hunt turkeys before working for the Federation, but he enjoys harvesting his own meat. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.